Radio.
La, 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 wait till I get my money right.
I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace. I told God I'd be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless. To whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he get the message. I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly. Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me. The drama, people suing me. I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. I'm just saying how I feel, man. I ain't one of the Cosby's, I ain't go to hell, man. I guess the money should've changed them. I guess I should've forgot where I came from. Let up the suicide doors. This is my life, homie, you decide yours. I know that Jesus died for us, but I couldn't tell you who the side was. So I parallel double park that motherfucker sideways. Old folks talking about back in my day, but homie, this is my day. Class started 2 hours ago. Oh, am I late? No, I already graduated. And you can live through anything if magic made it. They say I talk with so much emphasis. Ooh, they so sensitive. Don't ever fix your lips like collagen to say something where you gon' end up apologizing. Let me know if it's a problem then. Alright, man, hollin' in. You can't tell me nothing. Let the champagne splash. Let that man get cash. Let that man get past. He don't even stop to get gas. If he can move through the rumors, he could drive off a fumes, cuz. How he move in a room full of no's? How he stay faithful in a room full of... Must be the pharaohs, he in tune with his soul. So when he buried in a tomb full of gold. Treasure, what's your pleasure? Life is a depending how you dress her. So if the devil wear Prada, Adam Eve wear Nada, I'm in between but way more fresher. With way less effort. Cause when you try hard, it's when you die hard. Your homies looking like why God when they reminisce over you, my God. You can't tell me nothing.
Midwest Invasion is here, and the true Midwest Mixtape King is giving it to you. It's DJ G-Spot banging your mixtape right now.
You're tuned in to the Iceman Show podcast. I am your host, the Iceman. I want to welcome you to the ride. Welcome you all to another broadcast. Can you dig it? We're going to chop up some good game tonight. Hopefully, we can get all the usual suspects in here, and we can get it crack. Can you dig it? Here we go. There they go playing.
Uh-huh.
brother. Thank you. Can you dig it? You're tuned in to the Iceman Show podcast. More bounce to the ounce than I say what counts. Don't nobody go home till the fat man gets it in. What's happening, chocolate people? What's happening, everybody in between? Can you dig it? We up in here. Let me see here. Let's see. You know what? I'm going to wait for some folks to get in the room. I got to go upstairs and put something away anyway. Mr. Kimbrough, how you doing, sir? Thank you for the donation, brother. For sure, for sure. Let's see. Put that right there. All right. All right, y'all, give me a couple seconds. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. Give it to me now. All right, y'all. We in the house. It's the Iceman podcast, Iceman show podcast. More bounce to the ounce, and I say what counts. Don't nobody go home till the fat man gets it in. What's up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Iceman Show podcast. And I got my hat on crooked. We back all up in here. Got a lot of material to cover tonight, so I'm going to go ahead and get started. The guest call-in number for Blog Talk Radio. Remember, we're running a triple cast. Facebook Live, YouTube Live, and Blog Talk Radio. Can you dig it? I know that you can. So the guest call-in number, ladies and gents, is 516-453-9482. Area code 516-453-9482. Now remember, if people don't call in voluntarily, I'm gonna have to get in that ass and stop the show. Okay? We're not playing games. Everybody on the Facebook side, let's get them likes up. Ladies and gents, please hit the like button. Everybody on the YouTube side, my usual suspect, please hit the like button and also share this live stream. Share this live stream with your, hit the share button with for your coworkers, everybody on your contact list that you think needs to be gained up. Let's go and get it cracking. We're going to have a record-setting donation night tonight. I can feel it in my bones. And I feel I got a Jones, y'all. Come on now. Can you dig it? Play a little drums earlier. If you ain't got it, make sure you get it. My first book, The Game of Life, according to the Iceman, Volume 1. You can get it at asktheiceman.com. Scroll down to the Add to Cart button. Purchase there. Or go to Amazon.com and you can get it in paperback or you can get it in ebook form. So there's no excuse. It's dirt cheap too. But while you're there at asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button, donate your $10 today. And you can also hit us on the free Cash App ID for our community nonprofit is $TheIceman1906. $TheIceman1906. Okay? Okay. Can you dig it? All right, y'all. Our topic for today is, are black women higher up on the socioeconomic food chain than black men? And also, when will American black women admit defeat? So we're going to talk about that stuff tonight. We're going to get real deep, okay? So y'all better buckle in because it's going to be a rough ride, okay? Make sure you got the hat pinned down back here if you got some hair. See, I ain't got no hair. My hat will fly off. You dig? It's going to be a rough ride tonight for the ladies. But ladies on the Facebook side, even if you're on the YouTube side, go on and call up, man. We want to hear what you ladies have to say. I'm not gonna bite your head off, okay? Yes, this is mainly a male-oriented broadcast, but we welcome women of all ages to call in. We need some different energy in here, and we need some different perspectives. And even if you don't agree with me, that's fine. This is not a dictatorship when it comes to you stating your opinion. You understand? It's your opinion. It belongs to you. But we need to hear it because a lot of these guys need to hear things from a female perspective because a lot of these guys don't have that good a track record with dating. So we're trying to knock down those barriers. Can you dig it? So, ladies, I encourage you to call in. The guest call-in number is area code 516 443-9482. We got about an hour and a half of Blog Talk Radio. So we're going to run all three. We're going to run the triple cast tonight. And we're going to get it cracking. We're going to have a record-setting donation night tonight. I just feel it in my bones. Mr. Brooks, how you doing, baby? Keep pressing. How you doing, baby? Bevo Lade, what's up, baby? Everybody who has donated thus far, appreciate it. All y'all in the chat room, appreciate it, man. It's great. It's greatly appreciated right here, bro. For sure, for sure. Well, ladies and gentlemen, what did I tell y'all? Didn't I tell y'all there was a mass shooting on afoot? Didn't I tell y'all? And then, lo and behold, this inbred dude down here in Atlanta, in the ATL, in the GATL, been sat up here and shot up two Messiah parlors. Now, some sisters was breaking down. Let me just tell y'all what. B-Great B, what's up, baby? Bebo Lade, what's up, baby? Let me holler at y'all. Oh, by the way, follow me on Twitter and Instagram, y'all. At the one handle, at the Iceman Show. Follow me there. Ladies and gentlemen, how in the hell? I told y'all this was going to pop off. I was sitting there like, I was watching TV, I was like, six people. That six people been shot at. And I didn't pay no attention to it, man. Just like I didn't pay attention to what happened on January 6th. I wasn't paying attention to that mess, man. I'm in pain most of the time. So I ain't think about what's going on with these caucasoids. You dig? And I'm looking at this dude shot up the Hoochie Coochie joint. Now, it was a couple of sisters that had me rolling earlier. They said, well, look at him. He must have shot up the joint because the service was loud. I was like, nah, I think it was a little deeper than that, player. It was a little deeper than that. This dude, now, one sister was like, well, look at him. You notice they ain't talking about what could have happened, what was happening in those massage parlors, okay? Because I didn't, you know, hey, man, I know a lot of veterans, and a lot of these dudes, once they go to Japan or they go to, especially Korea, because, you know, a lot of these dudes, they ain't really getting no ass, so they go to Korea and lose their mind, man. Them niggas go to Seoul and they lose their mind. Because, you know, most of them Korean women ain't going to fuck with you. They ain't going to fuck with no, they don't want none of them. And they think they better than niggas. Koreans, you know, some of them might fuck with you. I mean, I seen a couple of brothers get them not so attractive Korean women. They get haggard at 30. But anyway, I never been really attracted to Asian women. But anyway, that's my thing. But they said, well, were these women selling ass? Because this dude said he got a sex addiction. You know, homeboy said he got a sex addiction. So my response to that is, hey, dog, hey, man. What was the service that bad? Was it that bad, man? You had to shoot the joint up, homie? I'm like, man, come on, player. You know they were selling ass in there. Because one thing I noticed, they never said whether or not he has been there or not before. Okay? Yeah. That is... You know,
Yeah.
That was a jihad right there. That's what I think it was. It was a jihad. Let me tell y'all something, man. I ain't going to get too deep into some of this stuff, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit. But, you know, old dude went in there and you know, stopped busting caps. You dig? And, you know, loss of life ain't no joke, player. You dig? Anyway, then so in Boulder, he go in old, you know, poor people's grocery store and start popping caps. But I'm wondering if he said, "Ow, Ow, Bob," because when I saw his last name yesterday, I said, "I bet this dude is damn Arab. He a white Arab. This dude's a white Arab." Okay? He gave him that work. He killed a cop and 9 other people. Well, you suburban police department, was it Aurora or Boulder that choked that young brother out last year or the year before that? Which one of them? I think it was Aurora. Because, see, here's how Denver's set up. Because I've driven through Denver 1,000 times, and I've also flown into Denver 1,000 times. Denver, like when you go up I-25, you hit Boulder, and then I think Aurora's next. He said, "Busting nothing, busting caps." HP, you a fool. And so, remember when they choked that brother out? They was laughing about it and shit. I want to know how y'all laughing now, because sometimes it's a life for a life. You dig what I'm saying to you? Sometimes it's a life for a life. Okay. I ain't crying no tears for no cop. You dig? I don't cry no tears for no police officers. Especially with the shit that y'all do to us. Kill, like that George Floyd, that situation still rubs me the wrong way. You understand me? Now they hear the Democrats back with their bullshit. Gun control! Gun control! You know, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. Ain't neither one of them dudes crazy. They both went on a jihad. But the jihad that each one of these guys went on respectively, was different. But I ain't going to get into that, because I think you already know. And folks, let me tell y'all something. Let me tell y'all something, man. We're going to have some more mass shootings. I told y'all about 2 weeks ago that there's going to be a mass shooting coming up soon. Boy, was I right. You dig? But when we talk about socioeconomic status in America, we're talking about how much you make and what tax bracket you're in. Are you ruling class, upper class, middle class, or lower middle class, broke class, and poverty class? I just throw them in the bottom. Those are your main four tax brackets. Make less than about $30,000 a year and you're by yourself. I think you're considered poor by federal guidelines. Hey, I stand corrected if I'm off a few thousand dollars. When you look at socioeconomic status, most people don't think about that. They don't think about where they are. Most people just assume they're middle class. Now, if you make $40,000 a year and you're a family of four, I think that's considered right on, like hovering right over poverty. Now, 10 years ago, you would have been okay. You'd have been solidly middle class. But because of inflation, you just dropped a rung on the ladder. Can you dig it? So when you look at people who in the gig economy, or they're in the or they're in retail, fast food, fast casual, and the like, these people are considered lower middle class or working class people. Okay? Nothing wrong with that. Anyway, over the past 40 years, the federal government and corporate America devised a scheme to continue causing confusion, chaos, and disorder within the black nuclear family. And what they ended up doing is the scheme was, first they used to just hire black men in the factories. My dad, in the early 60s, he got in them factories, but my dad helped get the machinist union in there. Okay? And so they started making more money. So my dad was making pretty good money for the time in the early 60s. Okay? I don't even think I was born yet. I may have been. Yeah. But anyway, That was a good place to start for a black man coming from the South. And I thank my dad for doing that. Okay? But then in the late 70s, they started hiring black women into the factories. You saw that in Detroit. Like when I was married, me and my ex would go to Detroit and we'd talk to some, go to, you know, meet with some of her friends, and they'd be like, you know, such and such's mom, she works at GM. So yeah, I work at GM, I'm off today. You know, because we used to go down there on the weekend. And some of these sisters have been in GM 20 years big. Okay? And this is in the 90s. So around the mid to late 70s, they started hiring women. I ain't got no problem with that. The factory I worked at, one of my older brothers worked at, there were women that worked there, mainly Spanish-speaking illegal alien, but those are the only women on the shop floor. In the offices where all the Caucasian women was at, okay? Everything was still cool. Your mom worked, your dad worked, no problem, all through the 80s, okay? And then the crack era hit. And during the mid-90s, you started seeing a lot more black women getting hired in corporate America. And somewhere around 2001, 2002, 2003, you start seeing all these black women getting these corporate jobs, whether they were qualified or not, didn't matter. okay? And so you had this influx of black women going to college, a lot of black women going to college. A lot of black women got their degrees and they would get jobs. And then I would, you know, here I was a college graduate. I could barely find, you know, only people who would come up to my university for people that had a degree where I was DEA, FBI, ATF, and Target, Walmart, all the retail stores. I was like, I ain't work for no damn Target. I was like, oh, man, hell no. But I should have, because it would have paid more than what I was making then. Working in law enforcement and in corrections. Okay? They don't pay nothing back east, especially in the little raggedy-ass country town I was living in. Anyway, so I'm sitting there. And I'm noticing a whole lot of disrespect coming from black women. And, you know, I didn't get hip to YouTube till like 07. I used to just go on there and look at old Earl Campbell videos. I wasn't on there looking at nothing else because I really didn't understand what YouTube was. Anyway, I noticed I would, you know, scroll down. When you get, you know, because even back then, YouTube had an algorithm. And so if you look at a certain type of video, then those type of videos would pop up. If you look at puppy videos, a whole bunch of animal videos, kitten and puppy videos would pop up. And so, I used to look at Coolio had a cooking show on YouTube that was hilarious. I used to watch this show every day. Cause he was hooking. The brother can cook, but his assistant was hilarious. Okay, he might still have them videos on YouTube. Anyway, I would try to listen to other videos. I noticed there was documentaries on there, and you know, next thing you know, I'm scrolling down and I'm looking at these videos, and it's a whole bunch of black men ain't shit videos. And I'm just like, what the hell is going on here? And I'm sitting there and like I said, what up, Gilbert? And I'm like, black men ain't shit videos. What's up with this shit? And it was just, but there was nothing but like Michi X type black women who made these disrespectful ass video, these hood rap. Because you know, what they usually do when they bring a product to market, especially if it's originally being manufactured in America, what they do is they introduce it to the market. The price is high as hell, and then competition brings the price down because you got other players out here. They've been wanting to drop the price of computers down for years. Because remember, if you go back 11 years, I got an HP that I bought in 2010. And that thing is heavy as hell. But then, the laptop I got right here, I bought this little cheap piece of shit. I bought this cheap little piece of shit at Walmart for like $200. So these little raggedy, little hood rats, they would go get these little dusty Negroes. They would go get these little $200 computers. And, they got dial-up. You know, they ain't got Wi-Fi. They got dial-up in their house. And, you know, here they are making videos talking about black men ain't shit. And I'm just like, you know, back then I didn't make video. I didn't start making videos till October of 2010. By the way, we're going into our 11th year of the Iceman Show podcast. Can you dig it? Want to thank all my usual suspects that have been riding with me, Human Paradise, Be Great B, you dig, Elijah Justice, the Brown Sausage. But anyway, let me skip further here. a minute here. So black women, they didn't just take these jobs. Because you got to understand, corporate America knew if they gave mainly black women jobs, that would throw the power dynamic within the family, the black nuclear family, because women are wired differently. A woman, it's easy for a woman to develop an ego and start thinking she's the shit. Easy for her to do that. She starts smelling her own ass. Okay? So black women start thinking, oh, I'm better than these black men. Oh, you know, white daddy, white mommy gave me a job. They won't even hire y'all. So then you had this schism between black men and black women where black women was just clowning black men for years with no response from black men. Because every time the Sergeant Willie Peets and some of the other guys, I think the Av, y'all remember the Av? That, I used to love that brother out of Oakland. He's one of my Facebook friends on the KJ page. But anyway, every time the Sergeant Willie Peets would make a video in response to what these women were saying, they get flagged. Okay? When the first videos, I used to have 60% females following me on YouTube when I first started the Mad Voodoo Man channel. I used to have 60% women. And then when I started, you know, telling the truth, it's probably 4 or 5% now. It ain't that high. Most of them won't even show up in the chat room. They like, oh, you gonna roast me? I ain't gonna roast nobody. I don't even know you, lady. I don't know you, and I don't care. What I care for, I don't know you. You ain't that important. Anyway, black women start, you know, they started drinking the Kool-Aid. Oh, I'm better than black men. So you notice black women's attitude, even the college-educated ones, they started changing. Like I looked at this, there was this, I don't know if it's on YouTube, but I know this documentary got released in like 2014, 2015, something long. No, it had to be before that. Yeah, before I moved to Atlanta. Probably around 2013, 14. This brother made a documentary, and he was interviewing all these black men and these black women, and you had all these chunky ass black women talking about, well, I'm a teacher and I can't find a black man on my level and all this kind of stuff. We're gonna get into all that tonight too, because that's a delusion that black women like to create. Okay, they love to create that. They love to throw their degrees in people's faces, but they only do that with black men who don't have a college education. They know what they're doing. If they dating an auto mechanic, they'll throw that shit in his face. He probably make more money than they make. But that's not the point. The point is, this woman thinks she's here on the socioeconomic food chain, and she sees black men down here. That's why if you notice, black women say, niggas ain't shit, niggas ain't shit. I was talking about niggas ain't shit. When they use that word niggas, they're talking about all black men. Who else does that? White supremacists. We just one big nigga. All of us. You know, I was looking at 60 Minutes this past Sunday, and they had my frat brother, the general, he four-star general now. He used to be an F-16 pilot. He pledged my brother, because me and my brother, and we in the same fraternity. And CQ, that's what we call him. You know, he's a four-star. He's over the whole Air Force. Okay? That's why I be telling people, be like, oh, People like, Ice, you don't know nobody. My ex-wife used to say that kind of stuff. I'm like, oh, you have no idea who I know. I've talked to him, not in a while, not in a couple of years, but I've talked to him. He sent me a couple of messages. He's still a cool brother. But he was talking about that racism that he's dealt with in 20-some years. He's been in the Air Force. And, you know, I've never seen Chuck emotional. Never. You know, when you're a pilot, you got to have nerves of steel. I've never seen him emotional. And that on Sunday, I know that he got emotional. Okay? Black men are dealing with a lot of pain. Okay? We get it from white supremacists, but we also get it from our own women. Now, when corporations hire felons, you know, some of these companies, they say, we encourage felons to apply. Now, obviously, some of these jobs don't pay anything. Some of them do. But very few of them do. But it's better than nothing. They get a tax break. If you're Mexican, if you're black, if you're Asian, they get an additional tax break, payroll, but tax break. That's significant. So when they hire these black women, they're number one, they're hiring a woman, and number two, they're hiring a black woman. So they're killing two birds with one stone. Pay attention. This is a win-win for them. And it's also a win-win for white supremacy, because when you have a house where the man can't find a job in the same white corporate structure, but yet his wife can or his girlfriend can, and she has no experience, no skills whatsoever, ghetto as the day is long, but yet your girl can get a job up in Transamerica, yet you applied at the same place. They ain't hire you for shit because they don't want no black men up in there, because that means that's one more black man bringing home the bacon. Okay? That's one less black man bringing home the bacon, and that's one more black family that's going to get turned upside down, because the woman's going to come in there with a masculine ego thinking her shit don't stink. And she's going to start looking at that black man like this, like, you know, even with kids, she's going to be disrespecting you. Okay? But oh, how times change, baby. Woo, how them times change. What did Bob Dylan say? The times are changing. Woo, they changing, brother. Times are changing. You dig? So fast forward to 2019, Trump's in office. Obama's done his 8 years, didn't do nothing for black folks. But black women were still chilling because, you know, they had their Obama phones, they had Obamacare, if they ain't on Medi-Cal or Medicaid, they get on that Obama shit. And then they still had their welfare and their TANF and their Section 8 and their WIC and SNAP. So they still had they, you know, because Obama raised that stuff. Democrats always raise welfare, and they increase the number of Section 8 mammies every time. That's all they do when they get in office. They cut taxes and destroy the economy just for the sake pandering to certain subgroups. Groups that didn't even vote for them. Or even if they did, they couldn't have put them in the White House. But yet they ignore us. Biden ran his ass to the GATL because six Asians got killed. But yet there's a crisis at the border. He's like, well, I ain't going. That ain't important. I ain't going down there. See how they do? Fast forward to 2019 and Trump's in there. What happened in January of 2019? Trump didn't sign the budget, which meant what? Government shutdown. What happened to all the welfare holes who the government provides their daily bread to? You had the most ugly and ratchet black women sitting up here talking about how am I gonna feed my sick kids? And I'm saying to myself, bitch, that ain't my problem. How's that our problem? How's that our problem? You better go plant something in the ground. I know how to do that. I know how to plant food. My parents was country as hell. Hey, we had corn in the backyard, man. You can see over the fence, see them tall ass corn stalks and shit. Man, cats would come over to the house and be like, man, y'all country as hell. My mom had tomatoes, I planted some black eyed peas out there. And that food the only thing that didn't come out right was that corn. They came out too little. Okay? My mom and dad used to have a chuckle about that. They were like, man, look at this corn. That's because you gotta give it hormones and all that kind of stuff to make that corn grow. Plus, that soil wasn't good. That house was built on top of an old waste dump. So that soil wasn't good anyway. So my parents went out in that backyard, worked their ass off to get it that good. You dig? But anyway, people got that shutdown in January of 2019 scared the hell out of people. It scared the hell out of your working class, broke class, and poverty class folk, specifically women. It scared the shit out of them. And you notice women really had the hard one for Trump after that. Remember that? After January 2019, they had a stiff one for Trump. Every woman had a stiff one coming out of her drawers. Who I wanna get at Trump? 12 inches, okay? That scared po-fo. You did? Then all of a sudden, the tsunami of tsunamis came by way of China, Wuhan, China, that motherfucking scam-demic. Pandemic tore their ass up. Corporations started laying off people right and left. And you know how it worked. First to get fired. All these sisters that thought their jobs was secure, they were sent packing, wasn't it? They was walking out of the building crying like a mother. These niggas ain't shit. They was carrying that rent. You know when you see somebody carrying that printer paper box? Oh, they just got their pink slip. Okay? And then all of these Asian nail shops or Arab and Asian restaurant owners and beauty supply stores start recording videos of black women getting body slammed like they in WWF, getting their asses handed to them, getting at work with broomsticks, broom handles, every damn thing, mop handles. They was mopping the floor with sisters, and sisters start realizing, wait a minute here. But you know they didn't come to the brothers with hat in hand. Okay, they didn't come to us with hat in hand. Oh no, they didn't do that. Oh no, they was like, these black men won't defend us. These black men won't defend that. And all over social media, brothers was like, I don't defend hoes. Okay? You ain't my woman. I ain't finna throw hands for you, lady. I don't know you. And so black women, it started sinking in. And some sisters tried to change their course, but you can still tell that anger and that evilness that is deep within the mind and the souls of black women, it couldn't help but gurgle and come up, and they couldn't help but regurgitate 50 years of Democratic Party policy. The war on poverty, LBJ's war on poverty, was war on black folks and war on the black family. Give the black woman welfare and tell her, well, the only way you can get these food stamps and this apartment and this money is you got to get your man. Your man can't stay here. And most black women took the bait. These other women didn't take the bait. Yeah, white women took the bait. And I'm going to get into why black women think that they can always say, well, white women are doing it. It's more white women than any women on welfare. That's true, but it's more of them. It's more of them. Okay? And white women don't demonize they men. Okay? White women don't demonize they men like black women do. Asian women don't demonize they men like black women do. Hispanic women don't demonize their men like black women do. And black women totally created a very thick line of demarcation that said, black women here, black men here. And black women, over the last, like I said, mainly the last 20 years, they think that their stock is up here and we're way down here on the floor. So when they talk to us, it's all, we all niggas ain't shit. All of us, even black men, they don't know. All black men ain't shit. But yet these black women are still marrying and dating black men. 85% of black men are married to white women, are married to black women. 85%. That's a lot. 85% of black men choose black women. And when they say niggas ain't shit, that really does, that something that's like that Prince song, something in the water does not compute. You know why? Because 51% of black men have no children. 62, 63, I think maybe up to 65% of black men are middle class. So your hypothesis that black men ain't shit doesn't hold water. It sinks. It's not statistically viable. It doesn't reach the threshold of 0.50 or 0.5. Those of y'all that took statistics, y'all know what I'm talking about. Black men, according to the CDC. The CDC said black men are the most nurturing fathers out of all the other men. Whenever you see a black man with his kids, you almost always see them loving up on their kid, even if their kids are 15, 16 years old. Black men love their children. You understand me? Jesse B, you right. That's true. It made everybody humble. But you got to understand, that pandemic tore these women up. It tore their asses up. Even the ones who have six-figure jobs, it tore their ass up. Because some women had to quit. Damn, we'll get it hot. It might be because of the candle. Let me put my hat on pimp style. Okay, because it's about to go left. time we got. Hey, guys, y'all need to get in the queue. Human Paradise, call up, man. Call up, man. I ain't had you on the mic in a minute. So, fast forward, they get Trump, the Democratic Party is able to con black people into voting for Jim Crow Joe. And all of these slave-minded niggas went down there to the polls and said, oh, we're going to put Master Joe in there. Somebody that does not deserve to be president. Hell, he didn't deserve to be vice president. Mr. 1994 crime bill. And three strikes, you're out. And crack to powder cocaine sentencing disparity act. He was the author of that shit, too. Joe Biden single-handedly created the private prison and private jail complex. Now he gonna sit somewhere and tell black folks, hey, I'm gonna take care of y'all. Yeah, he gonna take care of us all right by doing nothing or giving us another crime bill with these phony Asian attacks. Don't think they ain't got another crime bill up their sleeve. This time they ain't going to get away with it because niggas going to be in them streets. We ain't going to have that again. I could care less. Even if Asians were catching beat downs out here in these streets, they catching a fair one. You digs? The pandemic did make everybody humble. But you got to understand, when a woman is the head of her household, if her children can't go to school, even if she's making $80,000 a year, she's some type of manager at her job, what you think she's going to do? I guarantee she won't even... This woman won't even call the baby daddy. Maybe he work at night. Maybe he work at night at the post office. He'll be like, hey, I'll take care of the kid, but she didn't ask me. I'm just going, you know, I'd rather just keep my visitation the way it is. Some of them might have called. A couple of people posted text interactions between baby daddies and baby mamas. And you'd be surprised what these people were saying. Now, the brother be like, well, can you take Junior? And the brother be like, why? Well, somebody got to be at home with him because he can't go to school because of the pandemic. Dude be like, why you tell, well, what's your point? Well, can you take care of her? And the dude was like, when I wanted him to live with me, you wouldn't let me live with him. He wouldn't let little man live with me. Well, I really need you because I'm going to have to quit my job if nobody can watch him. Dude was like, not my problem. Not my problem. And that was a cold reality that fucked these women up. I ain't been on OnlyFans yet. Probably never will, but I'll probably go on there at some point. Cause I don't know what's on there, so I gotta go on there. But I know one thing, when I saw a picture of nasty ass Sukihana talking about thank my OnlyFans fans for helping me buy this Bentley. I was like, what? That ugly, nasty troll? I'm like, y'all, man, these niggas must be. There's too many simps out here. There's too many simps and tricks out here, man. There's too many no pussy getting niggas out here. If y'all paying money, $50 a pop, to look at that nasty bitch play with her pussy and twerk, ain't nothing proprietary about that woman. She is not attractive. Nothing on that woman is attractive. You understand me? Nothing. So what the hell is she doing at the Bentley dealer? I was hoping it was a joke, but it probably wasn't. Because niggas are so thirsty. So women were caught in a position where a lot of them had to quit their corporate jobs just to stay home. That's why these women are so angry. Yeah, you see men out there complaining about their kids not being in school. Who do you really see out there, though, picking in and doing all that shit? You saw women out there. Exactly, Bevo Lottie. I wouldn't even stick a broomstick in that bitch's pussy. Cause you know it's nuclear up in that ass. It'll dissolve that broomstick. Hey guys, I'm gonna stop the show if y'all don't get in the queue. People who called in the last time we did call in, do not call in. I only want people who haven't called in yet. All right, y'all. Okay, we'll stop the show. Y'all need to get these donations up, player. We're gonna stop right here. Number, we're going to shut this thing down. I'm not playing. Y'all starting to act like a bunch of children, man. Oh, look, guys. If I don't get some folks calling in here on Blog Talk Radio in the next 10 seconds, I'm shutting the live stream down. And if we don't get these donations up, I'm also going to shut the show down, shut the broadcast down. If y'all think I'm playing, I'm gonna sit here until y'all do it. I'm gonna sit here. Bunch of scary ass niggas. Bunch of lazy, scary ass niggas. And you wonder why you have no women. Let's get these donations out. If you have not donated, you need to go to asktheiceman.com, scroll down to the donate button to set up recurring donations on daily, weekly, monthly, or yearly. Or you could just make a one-time donation. Or hit us on the Cash App. Cash App ID is $TheIceman1906, $TheIceman1906. We only got one person in the queue. We need more people to call in. Human Paradox, what you scared of, bruh? If I pick you to call in and you do not call in, I'm going to start blocking people. If I got to get mad niggerish, I will. I'm spending all this money, and even up, I done paid for Zoom, I'm paying for Blog Talk Radio, and you niggas don't, I got to tell you to call in? I got to stop the broadcast? So you silly niggas, think I'm playing? Y'all niggas think I'm playing tonight. Guys, stay on topic and don't get long-winded. If you start talking too damn much, I'm going to cut your ass off. You're on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, how you doing, Iceman? This is B the Great B.
What up, man? What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I'm not really familiar. Like, I want to talk about these Asians just a little quick.
Nah, bro. Come on, man. Stick to the topic, player.
Okay. Yeah, like, being on the job, I've also seen, like, a lot of, you know, black women. I've noticed a lot of black women. They come in with this real masculine energy, you know. And it seems like, when they go around, you know, whenever we have meetings or something like that with other people, it comes off real, real nasty, you know.
Is that toward you or other black men or just in general?
Everybody, from what I noticed, like a lot
and them Caucasians let them do that, right?
Yep. And when it comes to black men, that other black men that I speak to. We seem to get it the worst, you know, but it's like out of, you know, keeping control, you know, I don't want to really go off on these women, but they always do that. It's kind of like they give you this snare and everything like that, and they talk to you like you're on the street or something like that, you know?
Now, do you ever see them specifically talk to white males that way?
Not that much, but it depends on who it is.
Right, that's what I'm getting at. I'm asking you, is it toward y'all, the brothers? Because here's the thing, they will let these mammies and these Negro bedwins just talk greasy to y'all and us. But when it comes to dealing with Honky McGee, they don't tolerate that. They don't tolerate the classy black.
Yeah, no. I mean, it depends on the position, on you know, but it like, I've seen them, like, you go in a cafeteria or something like that, you might have a Caucasians, like, in cafeteria, like, on a, not, like, a lower position, like, housekeeping or whatever, even at some of the desk jobs, something like that, and sometimes they tend to just be real snobbish, man. You know, but when it comes to somebody higher up, that's when they check their ego. You know, this person's higher up, and let me not express that on that person. You know,
exactly, because they know they're being fired.
Right.
All right, brother. Well, I appreciate you calling in, man. right?
Hey, I want to say this. Hey,
all right, y'all. You tune in to the Iceman Show podcast. I'm your host, the Iceman. Let's get a couple more folks to call in. Appreciate it, brother. Be the great breed. Appreciate you calling in, man. Let's get some more people, man. Come on. Get some more people in the queue. I'm not going to sit up here by myself and people not participate. Man, let's do this. Otherwise, I'll just go upstairs and watch basketball. No big deal. Need one more person to call in. We'll be right back. Hey, God. Are you guys like trying to test me or something? Y'all think I want to shut the show down? Also, from now on, we are going to, yeah, about time. God, stop acting like females. Let me say something to y'all before I let this person get on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, let me holler at y'all for a second. I really spent an inordinate amount of time planning my outline for this broadcast. You see, I don't play, nigga. I ain't like you. I don't like you, nigga. I ain't like you, nigga. See, my brain works. And I can use my brain. And I plan for this broadcast more than I plan for a lot of my broadcasts. You think I'm just sitting here spouting off shit? Huh? You know, a lot of you niggas make the excuse that you don't act like a man because you didn't grow up with your father in the house. That ain't it. You just a hoe. You a hoe. You a female with a dick. See, the reason why I know that is because when I read Dr. Cress Welsing's book, some of that shit applies to y'all. You think like a woman. How you gonna be scared of a man that can't even touch you? I can't touch you, nigga. You scared to call in? Why? Because I'm your simp energy or your trick energy gonna come through the phone? And everybody gonna hear how much of a weak ass nigga you is? A lot of you niggas come in the chat room talking big shit. You talk cash shit. Holding your dick, talking about how many bitches you got. Nigga, you ain't got no bitches. This is why our people are in the condition they're in today, because of weak-ass black men. You guys, I can't even count on you guys. You know, you got guys that puts me out on donating. I've had to stop broadcasting because people wasn't donating. You think I'm a sick? I told y'all, the dream is free. The hustle is sold separately. I ain't sitting here for my health. The least you can do is donate for a good cause. See, if my audience were women, I wouldn't even have to tell them. I wouldn't have to tell them sisters nothing. But see, I don't pander to women. Never have, never will. Never had to. But a lot of you niggas are scary, little fairy ass niggas. You scared to talk to another man. That says a lot about your character. Human paradox. Why you running, homie? Why you trying to hide, homie? What's up with that? See, I hold... My guys have been listening to me and riding with me since 2011. I hold them in high regard, and I know they know better. They know better. Some of you guys that been just start listening to me, that's one, I get it. But those of you who've been riding with me since damn near day one, and you can't even call in like a man. It says a lot about your character, dog. I must have been wrong about you. See, the reason why you know there's some people who've been riding with us for 3 or 4 years. I start blocking them. There's reasons why I do that, like Painless Rising. See, when you show your ass and show me you a bitch nigga, then I'm going to start blocking your ass. I don't give a fuck how long you've been listening to me. And yeah, some of these niggas will email me. I tell you what, somebody better get in that queue. Whoever it was that called in, you need to call back. You need to call back, homie. I don't want the same people calling in every week. Whoever this guy that with this, I'm gonna put your number on. I remember your number. You need to call back, dude. See how much time wasting we do? See how much time wasting? You know what, man? You on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
Hey, man, this is Jones over here. How you doing today?
Yo, man, what's on your mind?
I don't know.
And turn down your speakers. Turn down your speakers.
All right, I'm just going to get a little further away. I don't know. You were talking about how no one wants to call in, but we was on the line for like 5 whole fucking minutes, man. Like just waiting. Fucking close that phone. But 5 whole minutes.
Dude, who you talking to, man?
No. Granny Titties was out for a second, man. But it's all good. It's all fixed up now. We're good.
Hey, man. You got something you need to say, bro?
Something I need to say.
On the topic.
So, when exactly is Colored Women's Season? Because I need to know.
Oh, we got a moron here. You on the air with the Iceman. Who am I speaking with?
Y'all, this is Smith.
What's on your mind?
Man, there's a lot on my mind.
Stick to the topic.
I'm stuck in a situation now. Listen up. All right. I never had a colored woman in my life, but I'm thinking about it.
Guys, you see what I'm talking about? See what I'm talking about? You wonder why George Floyd got stomped out in the street. You wonder why Tamir Rice got killed and nobody did anything. Trayvon Martin was murdered. Nobody did it. State of Florida played like they was trying to try George Zimmerman and they just straight up just dropped the case. This is one of the reasons why a long time ago, I was talking to one of my, and I can't remember this brother's username, but he was very intelligent brother. And I said, man, I'm thinking about switching back over and dealing with women. And he was like, no, don't do that, Ice. He was like, Ice, believe it or not, it's too many brothers like me that need your help. Okay? You got... That's not even worth addressing. Okay, that's not even worth addressing. Okay? He said, no, don't do that, Ice, because sooner or later you're going to have to start pandering to them women. You can't tell them the truth. Women ain't going to listen to the truth. You see, these guys barely want to hear the truth. Hey, guys, let's get these donations popping. You can hit us on the Cash App, $TheIceMan1906, $TheIceMan1906, or you can go to AskTheIceMan.com, scroll down to the donate button to donate. Hey, guys, I'm waiting. Playtime been over with me. Playtime been over, fellas. I ain't been out here playing in a long time, okay? So fast forward. Let me see if this is a knucklehead on here.
Ice.
You're on the air with the Ice Man. Who am I speaking with?
Oh, I got a few buddies.
Hey, Ice.
You're on the air.
Hey, Ice. What's up?
What's your name?
Uncle Tom.
What?
Tom, why don't white boys call on your radio playing like that?
Them wasn't white boys, dude.
It's like white
I know the white dudes' numbers that was doing that back in the day. Them ain't those wasn't white dudes. Those were dumbass black men.
Dude, sir,
what's on your mind? What's on your mind concerning the topic?
What do you think we can do to combat black females dominating black men? What do you recommend?
The first thing is we need to be serious. That's the first thing. We got too many black men out here.
I think doing two things we can do. Right? Either we go back to Africa or we just date white women.
Go back to Africa. What are you gonna do? How are you gonna work there? How are you gonna take care of yourself?
We got trades and skills. We go help the Africans.
Come on, man. You know what? Hey, y'all, let's just go ahead. Let me just go ahead and shut down. We got too many morons calling. So I'm just going to end Blog Talk Radio, y'all. I'm just going to end it because I ain't in the mood.